thank you for this opportunity that we have to be with you. You are all Bhakti Shastris, Bhakti Shastris, Bhakti Shastragya, meaning also like you are scientists. One who knows the Shastra, Shastragya, Shastra, you know Shastra, yes? You know, yeah, of course you know. And Gya means one who knows, the knower. Shastragya, one who knows Shastras, he is a scientist. Is yet another Vaishnava definition or understanding of who is a scientist. Ya Shastra Vidhim Utsrajya Vardate Kamakarataha. Lord Krishna says, one who discards all these Shastras, and he's busy doing activities, but he has given up all the Shastras, abandoned. That person, Nasa Sukham Avapnoti, that person will never ever be happy. What else? Na sukham avapnoti. Param gati, and there's one more. Na siddhim. Okay. No perfection, no happiness, no final destination is achieved by those who are, well, those who reject, abandon, discard the Shastric injunctions, the Shastras. So, now you have become Shastragyas yourself, scientists. So I'm happy that I'm able to meet scientists or spiritual scientists here in Mayapur. You're completing now. You're 3 more days to go and you're done with it. Now is the time to apply the knowledge, science that you had been studying. What? You're studying Upadeshamrit like that? Ishopanishad, Nectar of Devotion, and Bhagavad Gita. I think 1 year I taught Ishopanishad, and of course you are not there. And then another year I taught something else. And so I have been asked, I'm given some homework today and next 2 days. You need 7 attitudes towards Vaishnavas. And do you have this? Or you also are given this? Learning objectives, it says at the top. Lesson 1, objectives, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. I don't know, huh? Student's handbook has this one. Anyway, I don't know whether, maybe it's not necessary for you to look at, but if you can quickly find. Well, okay, 110 page, whatever that one is. Huh? That you know better. This is, or you, anyway, don't worry. Discuss appropriate attitudes towards senior devotees in temple who have not completed Bhakti Shastri degree. You have and they haven't. And you go back to the temple and you are in the midst of those devotees, or you are the only one who has done the Bhakti Shastri. You're going to be carrying your certificate hanging around your neck. Look, it's a, it's a big accomplishment. You have a degree in Bhakti Shastri. It's not a small thing. So then, What should be your attitude towards or in the midst of all those other devotees? They haven't done Bhakti Shastri. With reference to Sri Shopanishad Mantra 10, it says, and Anya Devahur Vidyaya Anyad Ahur Avidyaya. Probably you are familiar with that. One result is derived from the culture of knowledge, and that a different result is obtained from culture of nations. That's ignorance. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, in modern society, even a boy thinks himself self-sufficient and pays no respect to elderly men. Due to wrong type of education being imparted in our universities, boys all over the world are giving their elders headaches. Elders are getting headaches from the boys, those who go through, and should the girls also, but not mentioned here. They give headaches to their elders. So you understand what is expected from you. These are mundane universities, and modern society, and what they cultivate is ignorance, avidya. Anyad ahur avidyaya. Cultivation of vidya is one, and cultivation of avidya is yet another one. So what you had been cultivating is what? Vidya. Not only vidya, but Rajavidya, the king of knowledge. Rajavidya, Rajagvihyam, Pavitram, Idam, Uttamam. Uttam. Tam means ignorance. Uttam, this word Uttam. Ut means above. Beyond, at the top. Uttam, beyond ignorance. That's Uttam. No tinge of ignorance means full of knowledge. In other words, Uttam means full of knowledge, which is devoid of tam, devoid of ignorance. So, he had been cultivating not just vidya, but raja vidya. So, those who cultivate avidya, they give headache. Those who cultivate vidya, they should be giving what? Some soothing balm, some relief to the elders or other Vaishnavas. Some of them also are sure they're going to be senior to you. So, what should be your attitude? What should you be thinking? Now, with all this vidya in your head, what you should be thinking of others, how you should be dealing with others, your relationship with others. Oh, you have an answer? Okay. What kind of help you would render? Service. Don't give headache at the head, but at the feet. You serve them. What is the outcome of vidya? Knowledge you cultivate, what does that do? Humility. Very good. Amongst other things, what you achieve is the humility. If you want to take note, there's a statement in the Shastras that says, Vidya dadati vinayam. Probably you have heard this. Vidya, that's vidya. Dadati, that gives. Vinayam, that is humility. Vidya gives humility. It also says, विद्या विनयेन शोभते. Shobha means beauty. One becomes beautiful. His beauty is enhanced as he cultivates vidya, and then he is full of humility. That humility is the beauty of the person. He looks beautiful. Vidya vinayena shobhate. So you learn vidya, bhakti, shastri, and study this shastra, that shastra. You become humble. And that's a decoration. That's alankar. Sadhu bhushan, sadhu abhushan. Sadhava, sadhu bhushana. Karunika, titikshva. Ajata shatravaha shantaha. Sadhava, sadhu, sadhu bhushan. Ornaments. So humility is one such ornament. So this is what one should be going back, returning to your respective temples or homes, towns, countries. What is the reward, award? Yeah, become humble. Humility. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Trinadavi Suni Chaina Taroravi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Yeah, this is also the result of cultivation of knowledge, vidya. Titikshvahai, become tolerant. And Trinadavi Suni Jaina, humble. Amanina Manadena. And you're ready to give all respect to others. And how much respect for yourself? Some give and take should be there. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, only give. Normal policy is taking only. We normally like to take everything, or take respect, not give anything in return. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, don't expect anything in return, just give. Keep giving. Now, just looking at that verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has himself given commentary on Sikshastak at the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita. This Chaitanya Charitamrita is the end of it. Last chapter called Sikshastak, and in association of Ramanand Rai and Swarup Damodar, like personalities, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says one Sikshastak, one verse, and he talks. Just brief few comments he's making. So, comment to this Trinadapi verse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Uttama haiya vaishnava habe nirabhiman jive sanmana dive jani krishna adhisthan. That person becomes nirabhimani. Nirabhiman. Abhiman is pride. Nir, no, becomes prideless, not puffed up. There's a puffed rice, and then there's another kind of rice. Because flat, chipped, flat rice. So that's what. Nirabhiman. And jive sanmana dive. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, person gives sanman to other jivas, other entities. Why? He's giving reason why. Says, Jani Krishna Adhisthan, knowing that the other souls are situated in Krishna, or other souls are Krishna's souls, they're Krishna's. Krishna's people. They were just separate. They had nothing to do with God or Krishna. Then you may punch their noses or whatever. But knowing that they're Krishna's people, Krishna's devotees, they're situated in Krishna, grounded in Krishna, sitting next to Krishna, knowing this, person always respects others. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reason. So this is part of the knowledge. So not only knowing Krishna, Vedesha Sarveir, Aham Eva Vedyaha, Krishna says. Vedyaha. Vedyaha. There's a Vidya, Vedya, and Vidvan. Three factors. Vidya is knowledge. Vedya is object of knowledge. And Vidvan is one who knows, one who has cultivated the knowledge is Vidvan. So by now it is expected that you are all Vidvan. He's also, we have one Vidvan Gauranga. Vidvan, he's Vidvan. Vidvan, because Vidya has gone in you, now you possess Vidya, Vidvan. Like a Bhagavan and this one and that one and Gyanavan and Gyanavan. You are full of Vidya, so you are Vidvan. So Krishna says, with Vidya one understands me. Aham, aham eva. Aham eva Vidya. I am to be known. So knowing Lord is then complete when we also understand energies of the Lord. Vividhaiva shruyate. Vividhaiva, yes. Lord is not just, he is full of potencies. He is potent with potencies. He is shaktiman because he has lots of shaktis. So to know his shaktis, his energies, that is part of knowing the Lord. What's happening in the back? Use your shakti to, make some effort. So part of that shakti is, living entity is shakti of the Lord. That is the shakti of the Lord. And that shakti is very dear to the Lord. We have to know this. Not we know only that mamai vansho. He says mamai vansho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Knowing verse, sitting right in your kantha, called kantastha. Kantastha. Where are the verses in kantha, kantastha? Well versed, or you could just say them. Close your eyes and they're sitting in your kantha, ready to go. Well, they had to be brought from kantha to the heart. Ridayastha. From kantastha to ridayastha, to the heart. And then ridayangam, then assimilation. Not just accumulation, information accumulation. But that information assimilation, so that there is a transformation. So why should we? Why should we respect that living entity? We are surrounded by living entities all around us. So that also we have to find out. And as one studies shastras and becomes Vidvan by studying Vidya, Raja Vidya, then this is part of the knowledge. Knowing Lord and knowing Lord's energies, knowing Lord's souls, anshas. Lord is anshi. Lord is anshi. And living entities are ansha. Anshi is full. Purnam. And that Purna Lord has anshas, parts and parcels. But they are His parts and parcels. And they are very, very dear to Him. They are very dear to Him. So they have to be respected. So, aham eva vedya, I am to be known. This has to be expanded. I am to be known. That I, Krishna, includes His shaktis, His energies. Especially, energy that is to be focused is His living entities, His parts and parcels are. Take note of. They exist and they are not just piece of dirt. But He could just kick and push and pull. And they are His and they are very dear to Him. Sadhavo ridayam mayam. Sadhus, they are in my heart. I am in their heart. They are in my heart. So I think we are going to be making a little more general presentation of this attitude towards Vaishnavas. There are five different parties mentioned here. One is the senior devotees in the temple, that was one. Then discuss appropriate attitudes towards Vaishnavas outside of ISKCON, that's yet another category mentioned here. Then viewing Vaishnavas who have fallen down, okay? Living, they're all living entities. But they're in different categories, in different situations, different bodies, different countries, different institutions, and maybe different sampradayas, even different age groups, and genders could be different. But they're all living entities, and attitude towards them. So fallen ones, and again return to practice of devotional service, and then with reference to Bhagavad Gita 9:30-31, Apichet Sudaracharo. I'm asked to make a little reference to that. Is it warm? It won't work for me. But we are fasting. And then importance of maintaining proper attitude towards Vaishnavas in regards to future development of ISKCON and their own spiritual life. So like that, there are different angles, perspectives thrown in here, which we are expected to have a little thought, some stand, some philosophy about, or a vision and strategy. Anyway, we can't do the justice, we can't discuss all aspects, or we could only throw some light, some rays about these different. And time limit. Okay, is that sufficient? Okay, not that we are starting now. We have already just checking the timeline. So in all these different categories, I mean, they're all living entities. They are entities. And they're living, not dead entities. And they are Krishna's entities, Krishna's parts and parcels. That makes them very special. So they have to be respected, honored. And this is expected from person in knowledge, one who has cultivated knowledge. When Krishna is talking of a panditaha samadarshinaha, what is pandit? Pandit is one who is in knowledge. In Vrindavan, they call them pandas. Vrindavan pandas. They're supposed to be pandits. It's knowledgeable. But from gradually now, they're only called pandas. That means pandit, knowledgeable. Hence, they could guide you also, take you on a tour of Vrindavan. They know Vrindavan, they know Krishna, they know. They're dham gurus. That's their role. So, panditaha samadarshina. So, what is the qualification of that pandit, that Krishna describes as Vidya, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne, Brahmane. In fact, that you could call him Pandit or Brahman, Vidwan. Vidya Vinaya Sampanna. Sampanna means equipped. Not only he has Vidya, but he also has Vinaya. Vidya Vinaya Sampanna. Yeah, well, trouble with the conditioned soul. We are, or we were just now, that is what we were. And we're just trying to get out of that conditioning, but the conditioned person, as soon as he gets something, gains something, possesses something, immediately evil. Immediately. This is the trouble part. Even if it is Vidya, immediately he becomes proud of. Even pauper is proud of, he has just few pennies, but he becomes proud of pennies. From penniless to few pennies, he becomes proud. You acquire knowledge, you have some beauty, you have some high parentage, and what else? That Shruti, Sri, Aishwarya, Janma. These are the causes also that Kunti Maharani is talking. Immediately one becomes attached and proud, and he wants to display his janma and his beauty and his education, Bhakti Shastri degree. Yes. So this is a challenge. This is a challenge. How to acquire knowledge and not still be humble. Or in fact, this is knowledge will do its part. If it is cultivated properly, knowledge will reward person in knowledge with humility. Vidya vinaya sampanne, then brahmane, then he is looking at Brahman, he is looking at cow, he is looking at chandal, sapakka, the dog eater, and he is looking at elephant, he is looking at dog also. He is looking at all these parties. Brahmane, looking at or into Brahman, gavi at the cow, hasti, elephant, sapak, dog eater. He is seeing. So what is equal in all these entities, parties, personalities? He is seeing the soul. He is seeing the soul. Of course, we are asked only to deal with the human beings here. Not even, that's even tougher. Look at the dog and look at soul in him and offer your respects. And there was a saint in Italy, Saint Francis. He would respect sister bird, and he would address all the entities as brothers and sisters, non-human, all other entities. He had a genuine respect. He had some kind of this panditaha samadarshina. He was seeing all the creatures, all the entities as parts and parcels and brother. So God brother, they're also, or God brothers and God sisters in other bodies, they're also God brothers. Cat body, and mosquito comes to you, it's supposed to be your brother also, mosquito brother, the rat brother, snake brother. Yes, they say if you deal with some experience, they talk, because you have hatred towards others, or even these animals like the serpents, they'll attack you violently. But your attitude towards them is not of hate, and then they will also be very friendly. Children may be playing with them. They talk of some experience like that. As soon as you change your attitude, even animals towards them, your attitude, they change their attitude, and they don't act like, they don't exhibit their normal animalistic attitude. They will change their attitude because your attitude is different towards them. So fallen down Vaishnava, now he has returned to the devotional practice. What should be the attitude? How should you be dealing with that person? Compassion? Any other suggestion? Good. Compassion. compassion could work there. Yeah, fallen. So nothing special. To be fallen is that's common. Not to be surprised. But the difference is, from fallen he is trying to rise. He had gone higher at some level, but then some setbacks. So he's a little different from the common fallen. So he's someone distinguished, something different, something to his credit. He made attempt to rise, go against his so-called fallen nature, lifted himself. Or Brahmana Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev, must be a very fortunate soul, came in contact. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai. So, yeah. Maya is very strong. Is that part of the knowledge also? Krishna conscious person knows that Maya is very strong. Don't take it lightly. Srila Prabhupada used to say, the trouble with my disciples, sometimes you would say, they're not afraid of Maya. They're not afraid of Maya. She's so strong. Mama Maya, Trutya, because it's Krishna's Maya. And Krishna is strong, so Krishna's Maya also has to be. If it is not strong Maya, then it cannot be Krishna's Maya. So knowing this also, Maya is strong. Yeah, Apichet Sura Duracharo. So this is Krishna's stand. Yoni von Kamir's most abominable action. Engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated in his determination. And Lord wants to Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma. And Lord addresses him as Dharmatma. That person is Dharmatma. So we cannot call him Duratma. Lord is calling him Dharmatma. Who are we to take different stand? So just understand what we have been, Lord is educating us, in fact, in this regard, how to deal with those fallen. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. And Lord even is declaring that my devotee never perishes. So Lord is also addressing that person as a devotee, my devotee. Yes, svalpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. Svalpam, he has made little progress. So now he has nothing to fear. Trayate mahato bhaya means no more going down to the lower species. He will be protected. During Srila Prabhupada days, some of our god brothers, god sisters, in those days we would call the blooping, bloop. When you throw a little rock in the lake, how does it sound? Bloop. You throw a little rock, and you listen, bloop. So this world is like not just a lake, big ocean, and then someone becoming punaramushika bhav, becoming mouse again, bloop. So that was a term that bloop. Oh, he's blooped, she blooped. So, of course, we were concerned and we would approach. I was there, at least on one occasion, and some devotees were that Prabhu, that Mataji, bloped and left. And so Prabhupada was, his response was, they would come back. We were very much concerned. They blooped. They'll come back. And then he added, in this life or the next, but they'll come back. Because name bhaktaha pranashyati is the guarantee that Lord has given. And I was just looking at Sridhar Swami commentary on this. Name bhaktaha pranashyati. This is commentary, Bhagavad Gita commentary. He says, kutarka karkasha vadinaha na etad manneiran. By hearing what Lord just said, apichet sudurachara kshipram bhavati dharmatma, but those who want to argue or those who are faithless, They may not accept this, my dear Lord. Then what do you have to say? Iti shanka vyakula chittam arjunam prosayati. So, Arjuna, it's like a, this has not appeared in the dialogue, but it's like a reading in between lines. And then the commentary is there. So Arjuna, it is on his mind. But what you just said, but what if this? Some people may not accept this. They may argue against this. So just to vyakula chittam, Arjuna. Arjuna's mind is vyakul and his influence affected by this. And he's thinking, oh, Sayuriman may not accept this. Fallen and then he's still to be accepted as Dharmatma. And so then Lord says, this is not in Bhagavad Gita, but commentary. Hey, Kaunteya, O Arjuna, Krishna says, Pataha kahaladi maha ghosha purvakam vivada mananam sabham gatva. So you go to such assembly where they're all critics and all envious, all these people, they are not accepting this statement of mine. You go there, gatva bahum utpiksha, you raise your arm, nishankam, without any doubt, pratijanihi, pratigyam kurum. On my behalf, you take a vow, or you boldly declare, Krishna says, you go. Wherever such people are there, in big number they have assembled, you go and declare. I will go. What should I say? Krishna, what should I say? Katham. So then Lord says, you say this. Me Parameshwarasya Bhaktaha. My Parameshwar, I am Parameshwar. My bhakta, my devotee, sudurachara hapi na pranashyati. I just said, you repeat. You go there, you raise your hands, and you shut them up. And you say what I said. This is the truth. You just say it out loud. You can maybe rent PA system and make it clear. And boldly declare that sudurachara api na pranashyati apitu kratartha eva bhavati. On the contrary, kratartha, they attain perfection. And they never perish, they survive, they revive, they thrive. You say this on my behalf. So this is, so knowing that much, we could treat that person accordingly. Someone said compassion for some time, maybe some compassion. But those devotees, as they return, they don't have to go through a new bhakta training. In few days, few weeks, they could even give a Bhagavatam class. They are kind of, all their the previous experiences all revived, manifested. And you could be even friendly with them. Compassion is for who do we exhibit our compassion towards? Innocent and juniors. So they may quickly become senior to you. Because they were 10 years practicing Krishna consciousness. You have practiced only 3 years. So when they come back, everything is normal, back to normal, back on track, all surviving and reviving and thriving has happened, then they are way ahead of you also. You are only 3 years, but they are 10 years and 3 months of practice or in ISKCON. So, Ishvare tadadhineshu balisheshu Dushatsvapi, Dushatsu. So four categories. And we deal with them differently. First part is Ishwar himself, the Lord himself. Second part is tad adhineshu, those who are subordinate, surrendered unto him, and are practicing, they are in good standing, that party. And then balisheshu, just now coming, adho shraddha, they have shraddha, they are innocent. Third party. And fourth part is dvishatsu. Satsu, dvishatsu. They are envious towards sat. Sat means sant, santas, the sadhus. Means, well, they are atheists or demoniac. So that's the fourth category. So what do we do with each one of them? The Shastras say, prema, maitri, kripa, upeksha. You give your prema, give your love to Ishwar. Those are four categories and there are four things you could do. So you have to match them. Prema, maitri, kripa, upeksha. Prema. Ishwar gets prema. You love the Lord. Tadadhineshu, the devotees, they get your maitri, your friendship. And friend in need is friend indeed, to render your help, assistance. And then balisheshu, those are innocent, they get kripa. They deserve kripa, your compassion, your kindness, consideration. And vishasu, those who are against anti-devotees, you could maintain safer distance from them, offer obeisances from a distance, or just stay away. Upeksha. So this is Shastra Chakshusha also. Now your knowledge of the Shastras, so you look at the world around you, or look at anything and everything, and immediately get your chasma, get your chakshu, shastra chakshu together, and then do the evaluation, then do the calculation and conclusion with the help of the knowledge of the shastras, not just your mind, sankalp vikalp, acceptance, rejection, just because you feel good, or then you accept and you reject. No, use of shastras, use of intelligence, sharpening your tools. With the help of the shastras, studying of the shastras, your tools are sharpened. And then you use the tools in evaluating, not just mind, but with the use of intelligence. Dadami buddhi yogam, Lord gives intelligence. So these intelligent statements, this wisdom in the form of these bhakti shastras that Lord has shared, this is Lord giving us wisdom, giving us intelligence. And then you don't just reject or accept on sense level or mind level, but you use your intelligence. If you're given medicine, a lot of times they're bitter. Your first reaction would be, you would like to do what? Spit it. This is at the mind's level, you would be spitting. But if you think, use your intelligence, then knowing that this is good for your health, you will swallow the bitter pill. It's good for your body or your health. So something at the mind's level you're ready to reject, wait a minute, then intelligence comes on the scene. And you understand, what is this? It may be bitter, but this is useful. All that glitters is not gold, so you know. Glitter, that doesn't mean I should go for it. You think. Again, part of the another pandit. Yapashyati sa panditaha. One who sees, we're just talking about Shastra Chakshusha. With the help of Shastras, Shastra Chakshusha. And more you use, you hear the Shastras, study Shastras. I don't know, one devotee, I don't remember who that one was. But I heard this long time. He said then, the knowledge takes the front seat. Knowledge comes in the forefront. All that you had been reading, studying, it is on your mind. If you are not studied, of course, and not maybe read and then you forgot and ignored, and the knowledge takes back seat. Maybe in the brain there are some places that are just stored and not properly stored. You can't open the file, you can't find it, it's just thrown in the pile. So as one studies and then contemplates and applies that knowledge, then that knowledge stays fresh, and then his Shastra Chakshusha is always, with the help of Shastra's authority, Sadhu Shastra Chari is looking at the world, looking at the persons, different parties, and then accordingly takes his decision or stand. This attitude, I was also thinking, there's lots of attitudinal problems, there's lots of problem. Persons, personalities, even us, the devotees, attitude problem. So we need to work on this attitude. This is also a relationship. Okay, let's use the word samman. It's like a samman. Very first thing is a samman. When you come in contact, you have some relationship. Samman. Then comes abhidheya, then comes prayojan. The first thing is samman, the relationship. If the relationship is not right, with the right attitude, the right understanding, relationship is not right, then nothing is going to go right. So this someone, this attitude, the relationship with the Lord, with the Lord's world, this is Lord's creation. Ishavasham idam sarvam yatkincham jagatyam jagatena tyaktena bhunjita magradaha kasya svidhanam. Immediately you are given a tool how to deal with this world. First of all, this world belongs to Ishavasham. This is Lord's world. And are you the only one in the world? There are others? You are not the only son, like a Jesus. They say, Jesus, the only son. I think he's a good son. He's a one good son, but we know there are many sons, unlimited. If God is unlimited, he must have unlimited sons. So that God's property, this world is God's property, this has to be shared amongst his children. Tena tyaktena bhunjita. It's a quota for you. The rest of the property, hands off, don't touch. It is meant for others. Or somehow if it lands in your hands, then you share that with others. Give it in charities, knowing that it belongs to the Lord and it is meant for other children of God. So this is how you know how to deal with this world, how to relate with this world, and what to do with this world. Whose world is it? How much do you really need? And just keep that much and be happy with it. Yadrucha labha santushto dvandvatito vimatsaraha. Lord says, these are my devotees. This is part of the knowledge that my devotees are, whatever comes to their way, they are satisfied with that much. And as a result, they transcend this dvandva, the duality, dual nature, and vimatsaraha, they remain non-envious. They become free from envy. So not only the envy, philosophically we know we are envious, living entity is envious of the Lord, and living entity is envious of other living entities. So not only we have to become free from, I don't want to be envious of the Lord, but then we make other living entities as a target, and lots of envy towards them. But then Lord is not happy with that. Lord is not happy with that. So yapashyati sa panditaha. So a pandit is that person. Atmavat sarva bhuteshu. One. There are three things. Atmavat sarva bhuteshu. Lostavat paradrabeshu. Mantrivat paradareshu. Yapashyati sa panditaha. Again, pandit, person who is vidwan, knowledgeable, he has done bhakti shastri, going for bhakti vaibhav and this and that. This is expected from him, that atmavat sarvabhuteshu. How does he deal with others? The way he would like to deal with himself, says, atmavat, atmavat. The way one deals with himself or herself, sarvabhuteshu, he likes to deal with others likewise. Sensitive to their feelings, their needs, their interests, their concerns. So, lots of sentiments, sensitivities, intricacies, knowing these things. So, atmavat, so, importance of maintaining proper attitude towards Vaishnavas in regard to future development of ISKCON and their own spiritual life. So for future development of ISKCON also, if this is understanding Atmavat Sarvabhuteshu, this could take care of a lot of things. Just few words, but it's a lifetime homework, in fact. Atmavat Sarvabhuteshu. You love others, serve others the way you would like to be loved and served. This learned person does this. Lostavat paradrabeshu. Others, lostavat. Others' wealth, lostavat. It's like a kachra or just dust being dust. Discarded. You don't touch. It's others. You don't need all the, you don't need security anymore. Maybe 10% of the population in the world is of this. I'm security man, I'm security. But if you would do this, lostavat paradrabeshu, you don't need security. Security locking system, this and that, the cameras and CCTV person. CCTV? So much, all. But just instead, if you do lostavat paradrabeshu, others' wealth, I won't touch. It's not mine. Pandit, because they are not knowledgeable, they are not pandits, so then they want to grab everything. My property is my property, others' property is also my father's property, my property. I'm just going to not only work hard, I'm going to work smart and work on transferring others' bank balances to my bank balance. I'm going to be smart, learn, get a higher education, and higher, so that those who are lower, less educated, I'm going to exploit them, do pickpocketing in different ways. If I go with a scissor pickpocket, I may be arrested, but I will use my intelligence. Same money. Instead of pickpocketing, I will do it in different ways, in intelligent ways. I'll become wealthy. So that ignorance and cultivation of avidya. On the contrary, the yapashyati sa pandita, one who knows this, others' wealth is, I will not touch. And matrivat paradareshu, matrivat, the woman, mother, others' wives, like my mother's. Easier said than done, but has to be done. There's no way out. So for senses, for mind, maybe pleasing, for the use of intelligence, no. Matravat paradaresh. My attitude is matravas, like my mother. So towards in the future development of ISKCON, I think, these principles, this knowledge, this cultivation of knowledge is of immense benefit. Especially, raising ourselves from कनिष्ठ अधिकार अधिकारी लेवल टू मध्यम अधिक एटलीस्ट प्रभुपाद सेड एटलीस्ट कम टू द मध्यम अधिकार लेवल दिस इज आवर मूवमेंट विल ओनली सर्वाइव एंड ऑल दैट थ्राइव एंड स्प्रेड एंड इफ वी डिड दैट इफ वी रिमेन दिस कनिष्ठ अधिकार इज ओनली लविंग गॉड एंड लविंग राधा माधव एंड The best deity worship in the world, that's fine. That is what it is. But then, in fact, we have to also worship devotees. We have to worship devotees. Serve devotees. Not just again, lip service. Serve Lord and serve devotees of the Lord. Serve devotees of Krishna consciousness movement. Serve them. Worship them. Yeah, so not only love for the Lord, he gets prem, but devotees do not get maitri, the friendship towards devotees, if that is not there. So Prabhupada said, cooperate with each other, so that his society is protected after he is gone, he said. So that protection will come from our knowledgeable action. Action equipped with knowledge. Yogastha, in the words of Sri Krishna, Yogastha Kuru Karmani. The general advice of the Lord is, Kuru Karmani, you act, you deal. Yeah, before I forget, I just wanted to throw this. I don't know where, but it's in Prabhupada's purports. It says that devotee, by the way he deals or by dealing with others, he does dharma samsthapana arthaya. He establishes dharma by his dealings, by his interactions, of course, of the standard reactions, standard relationships, standard attitude, standard sambandh. With that, devotee establishes dharma, establishes Krishna consciousness movement, or principles of Krishna consciousness are established by his dealings, his Krishna conscious dealings, which are full of knowledge, as is advised in the Shastras, Gita and Bhagavat and Bhakti Rasamrita and Isha Upanishad of Deshamrita. One studies, and then that study can, then his yogastha, he's situated, properly situated, yogastha. He has become yogi, he's situated in yoga, linked with the Lord properly, yogastha. Then kuru karmani, then person is expected to act, or person is expected to deal, relate with the world, relate with other devotees, of new devotees or senior devotees or fallen and then come back devotees or other institutions, other Vaishnavas. So for everything there is a standard. And okay, so we are happy that you're completing your study of the Bhakti Shastras. Is now, so that's Gyan part, and then comes Vigyan, the application. So I think the application, this is what is being talked now. Now you'll be walking out of door, and then you have to deal with others. They haven't done their Bhakti Shastri, and are in your temples, wherever you come from. And then you meet this situation, this devotee, that devotee. Someone superior, someone equal, someone junior, someone kind of against or critical. And then what you are supposed to be doing in each one of those situations. Get ready. Are you ready? Okay, so there's no time. Any comment? I don't know. We can't do this comment or question. It's just 10 minutes to 12. We'll be together next 2 days. So if you have any further question, comment upon what we have just discussed. There was some discussion, some little interaction, not much. Huh? No, no. What about Pushpanjali? You're not expected? Huh? Well, I don't know. Atul Krishna Prabhu was expecting that we would break and join. It's up to you also. Huh? And then just go and go. Go away? No. Yeah, I think maybe we could have a little extended, a little longer something sessions. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ravir Bhav Tithi Mahasava Ki Jai. I got pregnant.